What's up, gangsters?
So, yo, I'm 34, Puerto Rican, no kids, which makes me the unicorn of my species. I would already have kids by now, but I live in New York City and I don't have the closet space. Like, my father, he's been nagging me for grandkids. He's like, Bumpy, when are you going to make me a grandfather? I said, Dad, when are you going to finish paying my child support? So 3 years ago, I caught double pneumonia, and they had to put me in a coma. And the medicine they gave me had me in this hallucination that I was in a same-sex marriage. And even though I know I'm not gay, it was still the most loving, supportive relationship I've ever been. All right, put that one. Oh, you know, and it's glad to see that, you know, I'm in a crowded area. Every time I'm in a crowded space, I always make sure I have an exit strategy just in case there's a mass shooting. Like, I got 5 people picked out right now that I'm going to use as a human shield. I'm not going to tell you who. I want it to be a surprise. And it's been chosen at random. Don't, you know, I'm not all right. Don't worry about it. So, you know they card you before they sell you the canned air that you use to dust your computers? And that's to make sure that kids don't buy it and huff themselves to death? You would think in a nation full of people that believe in evolution, that believe in natural selection, they let the shit work. I live in the Lower East Side. You know, I live by the high school and the elementary school right there. And you know, most of these parents that worry about children's safety are like the shittiest parents ever. Like, you know, these kids come out of school, you know, cussing, fighting. You know, the only ones that are well behaved are the ones getting molested. And that's two minutes and 30 seconds down. All right. You know, I wanna like, I had this dream of starting my own my own theme park, and it'll be like the most offensive rides. Like, one ride that I'm thinking of is the Whitney Houston Bobby Christina log flume. Before you get on, you get a hit of heroin. If you want to go again, it costs you a Grammy. They did it to themselves. You can laugh. Fuck them. All right. I did that one down. That was the last one I was supposed to do. All right. I used to be friends with a girl that was a suicidal depressive. And you know, I thought if I was there for her, like, she would always call me like threatening to kill herself. So I used to live in Williamsburg. I would hop on the train at like 2 o'clock in the morning, come to Manhattan to try to talk her down. And I thought if I was there for her, that she would eventually fall for me. And we ended up admitting that we loved each other, but she chose to show it by asking me to prank call her ex-boyfriend to see if he still loved her. That's when I realized I wasn't friend zoned, I was service dogged. So, you know, since everybody in this mic has been coming out the closet, I feel kind of comfortable coming out the closet myself. I voted for Trump and I'm still happy with my fucking decision. Thank you very much.
Thank you, service dog Louie, for killing that vibe right there. I love to finish my open mic.